USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Mother Nature wanted to make an impression on Mother's Day weekend in what could be a once-in-a-generation May snowstorm, poised to drop snow across portions of the Northeast and New England. Snow has already begun in some areas of the Northeast, spreading into New England with snowfall rates that could be heavy at times. And the big cities along the I-95 corridor will see rain with an outside chance of wet snowflakes through Sunday afternoon. Across the interior Northeast and New England, snowfall totals could range from a dusting to 4 inches, with locally higher amounts of 6 to 8 inches, and isolated totals over a foot. The storm could intensify quickly enough to become a bomb cyclone by later tonight. The definition of a bomb cyclone is a storm that drops 24 millibars in 24 hours over a certain area. And then there's the widespread cold, courtesy of the polar vortex. This is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Some are describing the U.S. economy as the biggest crisis in almost a century, and John Clements is here to report.
Pandemic has created the biggest jobless figure to a post-World War II high of 14.7%, as 20.5 million jobs were lost in the month of April. Larry Kudlow, director of the White House National Economic Council, said there may be a light at the end of the tunnel.
About three-quarters of the job loss were from temporary layoffs. It doesn't lessen the hardship.
The current unemployment rate of 14.7% is being compared to the 3.5% rate only 2 months ago. Over the last 7 weeks since the coronavirus struck, more than 33 million Americans have applied for unemployment.
Tens of thousands of crew members have been trapped for weeks above dozens of cruise ships around the world, long after governments and cruise lines negotiated their passengers' disembarkation. Some have gotten ill and died, and others have survived, but now are no longer getting paid for their jobs. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Of all the shortages created by the coronavirus pandemic, the toilet paper and the hand sanitizer and the bottled water, the oddest of them seems to be dogs and cats, too. That's right. The New York City area, the epicenter of the disease, there's a run on pets, at least the adopted or foster kind. Muddy Paws Rescue and Best Friends Animal Society are reporting shelters that they work with are either all out or almost out of cats and dogs after a surge in applications over the last 2 weeks. The run on pet seems to extend beyond New York. The American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals said their Los Angeles office saw a 70% increase in animals going into foster care, and Best Friends said many of the shelters in Washington, D.C. are reporting the same phenomena. Little Richard, a founding father and pioneer of rock and roll, has passed away at the age of 87. His son, Danny Penniman, confirmed the death to Rolling Stone magazine. A cause of death remains unknown. Little Richard was born Richard Wayne Penniman, known for his flamboyant performing style and hits like Tutti Frutti, Long Tall Sally, and Good Golly Miss Molly. His musical influence was everywhere and touched artists such as the Beatles, who re-recorded several of his songs, including Long Tall Sally. Elvis Presley, Buddy Holly, and Bill Haley also covered his music. Many young British musicians such as the Rolling Stones, David Bowie, and Rod Stewart all credited him as an influence. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.